In 1941, Neville Hyslop was 13 and a pupil at St. Joseph's in Bunbury. He and the other children were beyond excited when they were told that the RSL had arranged for them to visit HMAS Sydney while she was in port. Many of the teenagers were members of the Bunbury Sea Scouts.
And to have a warship into the harbour of Bunbury, that was something out of this world. And of course we heard about the exploits of the Sydney in the Mediterranean from our parents. So that was a big deal. We went on board. Fascinating thing was the aeroplane that was on board, single wing. And we were most wrapped in that. And there was a sailor there that explained, because we couldn't work out how the aeroplane got off the ship. He knew we were confused because we were all asking the question, how do you get it off the ship, sir? And he said, well, it was like a Shanghai, like a catapult. Well, we didn't know what a catapult was, but we did know what a Shanghai was. And he demonstrated this sort of pulling a Shanghai on it, and it shoots it off. But we were more interested in the plane and the big guns.
While in port, her crew were given shore leave. Neville came home on the Tuesday after his big adventure to find a sailor from the Sydney talking to his parents. John Salmon was from New South Wales and was a distant relative.
Later on in the evening, he said to my father, send this young bloke down tomorrow morning and I'll have some chocolates for Auntie Lil, that was my mother, and I'll have some cigarettes and maybe a bit of tobacco for you, Uncle Tim. The next morning, I got on my bicycle and down past the river on the old cinder track, and then I straightened up, and as I looked down towards the wharf, the ship, there was smoke coming out of the funnel and what they call a flush-up. The harder I rowed, the further it moved out from the wharf. And by the time I got to the start of the jetty, where the old jetty tea rooms used to be, it had gone out into the bay more or less. And also there was a Bunbury boy on it. Later on I got to know his father. His name was Greenmount, but his father's original name was Gronberg, and he jumped ship at Bunbury from Sweden, and he changed his name to Greenmount. But when his son joined the Navy, he went back to Gronberg, and he was the only Bunbury boy on the HMAS Sydney.
Just weeks after her visit to Bunbury, on the 19th of November 1941, the Sydney went down with all hands after engaging the German raider HSK Cormoran. More of Neville Hyslop's experiences as a young boy during wartime later in our series, when you'll hear about the night the Spitfires came to Bunbury.